Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Shabbos, Perik Ches, Mishnah Beis. We continue to learn how much does a person have to carry in order to be chayiv. How mighty if someone takes out chevel, a rope? How much of the rope does he have to carry in order to be chayiv? Sagt der Mishnah, kedei lasleis, enough to be able to make oizen, a handle, lekupa, for a basket. Now, of course, oizen means an ear, but think about it. What do the handles of a basket look like? They look like the ears of a basket. So we refer to it as an oizen. Vaitra sagt der Mishnah, gemi. Gemi is a kind of a reed grass. How much of this do you have to carry in order to be chayiv? Kidei lasais, enough to be able to make talai, a hanger, linafa, for a sifter, velichvara, or a sieve. What's the difference in a sifter and a sieve? Well, a sifter has very fine holes, and we sift the flour to leave the bran up on top. We mentioned bran earlier. A sieve has large holes, and that's used to sort different things, like the grain from the pebbles. Anyway, they would take this gemi, this kind of rubbery grass, and they would use it to make like a hanger. They would attach it. It was a handle, so you could hang this sifter or a sieve. Now, that wasn't as much as the rope. The rope was used for baskets. You'd have to be able to hold a basket that had full of things inside. So this, obviously, is a much smaller shear. Does everyone agree with this shear? No. Rabbi Yehuda says, how much of a gemi do you have to carry to be chayiv? And again, a gemi is this reed grass. Kidei litol mimenu, in order to take from it midas, the measure, minel, of a shoe, lekatan, for a child. If you went into a shoemaker and you said, I'd like a shoe for my child, the shoemaker said, that's nice. How am I supposed to know the size of your child's foot? So they would take out this gemi and they would say, see, I measured it. Now this is a much smaller measurement than what you would need for a handle to hang the sifter on. So Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer than the Tanakhama. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Niyar, what about a piece of paper? How big, how large does it have to be in order to be chayiv on it if you carry it on Shabbos? Kidei, so that lichtev olav, you can write on it, kesher moichsen, the tax collector's receipt. Now kesher really means a knot, and moichsen means tax. So what's this all about? What kind of a tax collector's receipt or knot are we talking about? Well, if you wanted to cross a river, so there were toll collectors at one side of the river, and you would pay, and they would give you a kind of receipt, which you would show on the other side of the river as a proof of payment. I guess there was a way to sneak in the middle somehow. And what was this receipt? It was a piece of paper, and there was a seal stamped on it. And it usually had two letters, but larger than the normal letters. And then somehow, they would twist it in a certain way, and this was the receipt. It was the chaisim, it was the official receipt, to make sure you didn't sneak on in the middle of the bridge, but you paid your tolls when you entered the bridge on the other side. So, be it as it may be, if you carry a piece of paper which is this big as the tax collector's receipt, then you would be chayiv a karban chatas. Zok the Mishnah weiter, v'ham moitzi kasher moichsen, and if someone indeed takes out this tax collector's receipt, chayiv, he is chayiv. Now, one second, isn't that what we just learned? No. Before we learned the shear of a piece of paper, the kind of paper that they had then that was made out of grass or some type of grass. So the shear is big enough for the kasher moichsen. But now the Mishnah is telling us a different chiddush. Let's say you carried out a blank piece of parchment, not paper, parchment. Parchment, like what you write to say for Torah on. That's much more expensive. People wouldn't use parchment for a receipt. It's too expensive. So it has a different shear. The normal use for parchment would be much bigger. So one person carries a piece of paper, let's say that is a certain size by a certain size, a blank piece of paper. Another person carries a blank piece of parchment that is a certain size by a certain size.
only the one who carries the blank piece of paper may be chayiv, because people will use paper for not such important reasons. But the normal use for parchment is only if it's much bigger. However, if lemaisa, if the fact is that someone did take parchment and use that for the tax collector's receipt, then you should know chayiv, he would be chayiv, even though it is parchment. Vayter zakta mishnah, niyar machuk. What about erased paper? Now maybe on our paper today, if you erase it, you can still write on it, but on the kind of paper they had, once you erased it, you couldn't write on it anymore. So therefore, the shear wouldn't be writing, it can't be used for writing anymore. So if this is a piece of paper that was erased, what is the shear to say you're chayiv if you carry it? Kidei, enough, lichreich, to wrap, al pi tzloiches katana, on the mouth of a small bottle, shel pulyotai, of perfume. How do we close a bottle? We take it for granted. Everything comes with a cap. A plastic cap, a metal cap. But they didn't have caps in those days. And if you had a little bottle of perfume, even though it was very small, but you wanted to keep the liquid in the bottle, it shouldn't pour out. So you needed something to close it. A small piece of erased paper would be just fine. You wrap it around the mouth to make sure that nothing spills out. And because that was a common use, so that would be the shear. Carrying that amount of erased paper, that's how much it would take to be chayav a karban chatas on Shabbos. The word lichreich means to wrap around. Can you think of a word, Seder night, that we use? It's one of the simonim of the Seder that has the same shayrish. How's about koirech? Putting together the matzah and the maror. Or if you learned Masechtas Brachos, you may remember that big cities are called krachim, because a lot of houses are kind of all pressed together or in a small proximity of each other. So let's chazer over what we learned in this Mishnah. Let's see if you remember. What's the shear of a string? A handle for a basket. What's the shear of a gami? A gami is like a rubbery kind of a grass. And the answer is to make a little hanger for a sifter. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Remember what Rabbi Yehuda says? Enough to take the measure of a child's shoe. If you want to show the shoemaker how big your child's foot is. And we just learned paper. The shear is the kesher meichsin, the tax collector's receipt. And for the tax collector's receipt itself, you would be chayiv, even if it was made out of parchment. And finally, the last shear in the Mishnah was niyar machuk, which means an erased piece of paper which you can't write on. So the shear is how much it would take to wrap around the mouth of a small bottle of perfume. Let me ask you, why are we picking a small bottle of perfume? Why don't we say the shear, how much it would take to wrap around a big bottle of seltzer? I don't know if they had seltzer in those days, or a big bottle of wine. And the answer is, remember what we said. We're looking for the smallest common shear to be machmir. Of course, if you would take out something that would wrap around a big bottle, of course he would be chayiv. But we mean to say even a small bottle of perfume, even for that, he would be chayiv as well.